Welcome back to Challenges of Faith. I'm Gary McCants. We're talking about Challenges of Faith radio program, a program that is designed to uplift the believer, strengthen the believer from the perspective of providing spiritual and educational information to and for you. We're talking about informational knowledge that is spiritually and biblically sound, factual, and educational. And we hope sometimes humorous. Well, a lot of times things are funny, but tonight we have whom I would like to call a deep, in-depth guest. Her name, Janine Mitchell, the founder of New Approach, which is a nonprofit organization, as well as the public relations director and host of the New Approach Media TV program. Janine, welcome to Challenges of Faith Program 1.
Thank you for inviting me, and nice to be on here, Pastor Gary.
Janine, you are currently serving at your church fellowship in the choir ministry, which means you have been gifted with a powerful voice and previously served as a psalmist in areas of praise and worship. Why do you love singing and music ministry?
Well, it's intimate. I actually get blessed by actually serving God in that way. And then it also, you're supposed to be like an instrument to be able to usher in the presence of God. And that's why I enjoy being able to have such a honorable role or position to be able to do that.
Listeners, tonight is going to be a fun time for me, only because you're hearing Janine's soft voice. Remember now, we're talking about a powerful voice as relates to not only singing, but other areas as well that I'm sure you will hear about. Janine, you have a liberal arts degree and started off at Kent State studying mass communication and journalism. Why liberal arts, mass communication, and journalism?
Well, I believe that my strength is communication. Like before I even thought about actually going into journalism or trying to pursue a degree, I would say along the way I've met people and they, you know, people that I had a current boss that I worked for and, you know, she told me that I was good in communications, and then even my professor said that I was good in communications. And so I just started to think, like, and I do believe I am. So it's just like it just came full circle, and it just only meant to me just to go ahead and try to pursue it.
Listeners, as you can tell and will tell, it appears that the gained knowledge that Janine is going to share, will be sharing, will fit her overall goals that you'll hear a little bit about, because she has a continual innate desire to show forth to anybody that she's communicating with where she's come from, where she is, and where she's headed. Janine, you were blessed with an opportunity to appear as an extra on a national Nike commercial. Would you like to share with us how it all came about?
Well, there was a local, like, talent agency and or modeling agency. I applied through the modeling agency. I wasn't quite yet to start taking the classes or the courses, but you still are able to be on the list for, you know, just any information that they want to send out. And so I received an email about becoming an extra, even though I wasn't, you know, registered with their program. And so I got the email, and then I signed up. And it's funny because you had to really wait for that email to come through so you can get the directions. Well, I actually missed the email, but it was still a way. God still made a way for me to still make it and to be able to appear in the commercial. And I would say that experience was fun. It was you know, it was just a lot of people there, and, you know, LeBron was there. I didn't get a chance to see him. Actually, I think it's Gabby. She was there in another scene in a commercial. And, you know, and it was also paid. So it was some good experience to add to, you know, part of my talent resume.
Did you enjoy your role?
Well, I mean, it wasn't a speaking role, but it was more so they had this outside, and it was during the winter months. we were outside, and they basically just had us like standing around like it was a basketball court, and they had some people in the middle. They were not actually, you know, like the Cavs, but they were acting as basketball players. So it was like, you know, it was really good because you met new people, and but there was not any speaking, and, you know, it was just that you just be there and you're like cheering on the basketball players in this as an extra.
What were some of the obstacles you faced?
One of the obstacles that I faced was that I almost didn't get the information in time enough. I actually wound up being late, unfortunately, and it all worked out. And then when I was able to finally get in contact with someone, they told me to come on anyway. So sometimes you think that things could be over or you messed up. When it's really for you, it's for you. Like, nothing can stop it. You can't even stop it, you know. And so, I mean, I was really sad because I was like, wow, this is an opportunity, you know, this is really good on my resume. But when God still opened the door and, you know, and it's funny because as busy as that agent or the person that was over that, you know, the contact person was, he still answered the phone or he still gave me a call to let me know to come. So I had to make it happen, and I made it happen.
Listeners, so we're hearing from Janine Mitchell, the founder of New Approach Organization and New Approach Media TV Program. She's sharing her beginnings as relates to how she is able to see God's hand in her walk as it relates to whether singing, as it relates to going to school, attempting to communicate. She's a communicator and journalism, and now a Nike commercial early on. And even though it appeared to be maybe an obstacle, you're hearing Janine share that God still allowed her to make it through, to accomplish the objective. And that's what you're going to hear tonight. Now what we're going to do early on, we're going to take our first break. We're going to step back, slow it down. And when we return, we're going to hear from Janine as it relates to serving on a board and then going forth with the program. We shall return in 4 minutes and 23 seconds, allowing the listeners who just walked in to wherever you happen to be globally, grab your tea, your water, your coffee, and sit back, relax, and be uplifted by Janine Mitchell.
Been lost so well, but no light could shine on my heart.
Listeners, we just heard the song, the words of the song. Now we'd like to hear from Janine, because as you've heard her beginning, the beginning as relates to even with a Nike commercial, there may appear to be an obstacle, but you don't let it stand in your way. You continue to move forward. And that's what you're going to hear tonight. For any of those of you who need to hear that message in your own life to move forward. Janine, I understand you serve on the board for a nonprofit organization called Carolyn's Law, and as a circulation petitioner, a twofold question. What are the aims and goals of the organization, Carolyn's Law, and what is a circulation petitioner?
Well, the mission statement for Carolyn's Law is to reduce the nurse-to-nurse aid-to-patient ratio in efforts to help prevent life-changing injuries that affect staff, patients, families, and loved ones in the rehabilitation and long-term care facilities. So what a circulation petitioner is, basically just going out in the community, getting signatures, making sure that everyone has who's ever signed this petitioner, I mean the petition, making sure that they have that they're a registered voter, and this is only for the Ohio city. This is not outside of Ohio. This law is only for the Ohio city.
Janine, as a woman of myriad knowledge and practical experiences, you also are a cosmetologist. What is a cosmetologist, and why did you desire to become a licensed cosmetologist?
Well, cosmetologists, you know, they are able to, it's the study of hair, like basically the knowledge of how, you know, styling hair, how to care for hair, the maintenance of hair. And I became a cosmetologist because I was really good at, I started out as a child braiding hair in the neighborhood. And I was really good at it, and I did my own hair. And I guess my mom just noticed that I was good at it. And the school that I was attending, which was South High, they had that program. And she put me in that program, and I just, you know, finished it out and graduated from high school and went to state board. And actually, I have to admit, even if you pass everything and you don't pass the haircut, you have to go back and still, you know, you got to go back and take the haircut. You have to pass the haircut. So another, there I am again, you know, with another obstacle, what could have appeared to be an obstacle. I didn't pass the state board the first time because I had to go back and do the haircut. So I went back and did the haircut, and then I was able to get, you know, licensed as a cosmetologist. But it's so crucial. One thing sometimes appears that it cannot allow you to move forward, but you have to do it, and you have to go back sometimes.
Listeners, I know you're listening to someone who loves singing, listening to someone who started off at Kent State studying mass communication and journalism, listening to someone that I am sure as a cosmetologist took all the time necessary to go and appear in that Nike commercial. We're talking about someone, listening to someone that on the board for a nonprofit organization called Carolyn's Law, being a circulation petitioner, understanding, just trying to help the people learn to help themselves, taking that knowledge, that head knowledge, bringing it to practical experiences. Also, as a cosmetologist, you're hearing Janine say, she's using a personal example, and that's what's most important for any of our lives. She's saying that, hey, she had to go back. But do you notice that that didn't stop her from moving forward to where she is? And irrespective of where God is leading her, she's still moving forward. Janine, I understand that you're interested in pursuing careers in voiceover, singing a jingle and acting roles on commercials, and doing some print modeling work. Twofold question, what are voiceovers, jingles, and print modeling work, and why are you desiring career opportunities in those areas?
Well, I mean, you know, one thing about a person that's creative, they don't just stop at one area. They're always constantly trying to find things that they like or interested in, and they want to create. I mean, even though I started out as a hair artist, you know, basically there's just so much more ways of trying to express myself artistically. Voiceovers are basically, you know, you just hear the voice of the person. Like sometimes you may look at a commercial and you would hear a voice versus seeing the person, but it's a commercial. I've always, you know, used to practice, you know, just kind of being a little animated about things, and, you know, I just like the arts. I like the arts and however way and form that I can be utilized in the arts. That's what draws me to that thing, draws me to the arts. Yeah, basically, you know, as far as commercials, you know, like I can look at something and I can, like, repeat exactly how they made, how that person might have, you know, did that acting part in that commercial or in that role. And, then people that know me, they'll be like, wow, you sound just like them, or you did just like that person did. So, I mean, you know, like I said, it's just an expression. I always like arts. And so music, acting, all of it is a form of artwork.
Listeners, we are having a chance to hear how Janine started off her sojourn toward who she is, have become, and will become, but most importantly, as a caring woman of faith, someone who's interested in helping the helpless, the hurting, and the hopeless. The remainder of our program time, which is Janine's program, she's going to share what she's doing in her community and how God is being honored with all of her pearls that he has blessed her with. You're hearing how Janine believes that as a holistic person, knowing that, you know, we're only here on earth for a time. We don't know how long it is. But one thing we do know, be all we should be as God would have us to be. And that's what she's doing. You don't hear her limiting herself. Janine, why did you form the New Approach Nonprofit Organization, and what are the aims and goals?
Well, I mean, of course, you know, if you look at the media today, it's so much negativity. It's, you know, a lot of things are, you know, negative. There's a lot of things that, you know, it makes you think about hopelessness. But with New Approach Media, it's all about hope. It's all about hearing a story that can inspire, empower, you know, and hopefully, you know, change lives based on someone sharing their story. For me, it started as I enjoy hearing people's stories. I was, you know, I'm a cosmetologist, and you know, one of the things that, you know, you get somebody in the chair and they start to talk about their business. And I always have that, I don't know, something draws people to me to just share so much. So kind of having that background, I mean, sometimes the stylist can really be like an aide or some like a life coach sometimes based on the things that we would hear when we would have people sit in the chair and they're comfortable and they start to begin to talk about things. So it's funny how even though that's, you know, another area and another field, it seemed like it's all part of what I'm doing now that, you know, so basically New Approach, it selects people, men and women, who share their stories about how they had overcame insurmountable odds. New Approach also creates a platform for them to market their business product or service through broadcasted videos. Well, people can't afford the Oprahs, but here I am. I just like to highlight and I like to celebrate people, and I just feel like sharing that platform. It's so many talented people. As of now, it's in the Ohio region that I'm actually, you know, selecting my guests. But it's so many talented people, and it's not just it's all kind of entrepreneurs and just artists. And, you know, I just want to be somewhat of an assistance to give them a platform, to give them a place where they can just market themselves.
And you are doing it. Listeners, I know you're hearing the caring voice from the inside. Not a voiceover, not a jingle, but a caring voice that you're hearing. And not only hearing, because as you know, oftentimes we can say with our lips, but we must show also in our shoes. They must match. And that's what you're hearing from Janine. She's sharing why she formed the New Approach Nonprofit Organization, the aims and the goals. Janine, you had a chance to co-host on a community TV program known as Cleveland's View. What did that entail?
Well, again, Cleveland's View is another community-based talk show. And basically, it still, like, highlights, you know, the human condition and basically just reaching the community, trying to help people have exposure. So it's kind of like the same thing. I was co-hosting with Nancy Montez. She's actually the founder of New Approach. I'm sorry, she's the founder of Cleveland's View. And I kind of got some of my experience, you know, with her and just, you know, being in the community. She actually helped me learn how to use the camera. I mean, a lot of things that I have learned have been self-taught. It wasn't through school. It was just, you know, I actually, when she moved out of the city of Ohio, I actually purchased some of her equipment, you know, and I was thinking, okay, well, maybe I should kind of lean on her and kind of glean from her. But where I got most of my experience is just doing it myself and self-teaching myself. And, you know, the Bible says to study to show thy own self approved. So I realized I had what I needed inside of me, that it really wasn't so much me leaning on someone. But, I mean, you still, you know, want that mentorship, however you can get it. But really, I began to know that I had it within me, and a lot of things that I thought I needed from someone else, I had it already.
Listeners, I'm sure you're listening, because what you hear Janine doing is providing a myriad of knowledge based upon factual experiences in her life as it relates to moving forward, trying to help you, the listener, irrespective of where you happen to be, letting you know that you can move forward, stand up, be all you should be. Don't let anything or anybody cause you to stand still, go backwards, but always moving forward, but also knowing that God is with you. You're not doing it by yourself. We're going to take another break, and when we return, we're going to have Janine share with us as we head toward her role on her New Approach Media TV program. We're going to talk about some of the specific topics and guests and some of her memorable experiences. Stay tuned. I know you all are listening.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the Master's robe. healing for your mind. Oh, your body and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
heart. He can mend your broken heart.
He has
a miracle. To fix your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh,
you
then you
will
receive. About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken.
He has mended my broken heart.
Give me a miracle.
Give me a spirit
just to fit
my need.
Can I get a witness in here? That's it. Lift your hands and say.
Tell him.
Oh,
I have received.
Come on, somebody praise him. I believe there's healing in the room right now. Come on, God.
Welcome back to Challenges of Faith. So we're talking about faith challenging knowledge and personal stories that will encourage you to continue depending on God while growing in your faith and walk. And that's what Janine is really talking about. But not let me tell it. Let's hear from Janine. So as we continue, we have Janine as the public relations director and host of the New Approach Media TV programs. Janine, what specific topics do your invited guests discuss, and why are the topics important for the community?
Well, I invite people based on they have to share like a personal story to like, and that reason is for them to encourage the listeners or viewers, you know, to empower and impact them in some way or inspire them. So what I do is I usually have like a two-part where the first part, I may have them talk about their business product or service. And the second part, you know, I get more personal and I let them share some of the obstacles that they have faced and how they overcame those obstacles.
Listener, you see the comparable of what we're trying to do. You know, we have a responsibility as believers of the household of faith to, no matter who we come in contact with, everything is for a reason. You know, in my little tiny sojourn, you're going to meet two people. One, because you're talking about relationships, one is going to be meant to take away from you. The other one's meant to build you up. A lot of times you may not know that because they both may appear to be the same. But one of the things that you're hearing from Janine, and I'm sure she is doing in shoe leather in her community, we have an obligation to take the cookies from the top shelf, bring it down so that it's made clear to the person so that they can move forward in their life. And as you're hearing what Janine is sharing as relates to what she's doing, she's inviting on individuals who are sharing their story, how they overcame insurmountable odds, but she's just not inviting them on. You hear her sharing how she arrived and how she's moving forward. She's talking about inspiring, empowering, uplifting her viewers because that's a need in their life, especially a life with challenges of faith, a life of hardship. That's what she's doing. Hope you who are in attendance when she is sharing are listening, and getting that meat, those cookies that you also need in your life. Janine, any memorable guest experiences you can share?
Yes. Kenny Crumpton from Fox 8. Wayne Dawson had like a bowling charity event. And that's actually the first time is when I interviewed Kenny Crumpton. It actually was with Cleveland's View as when I co-hosted. And it's so funny because she kind of like pushed me out there, and I didn't even realize that I was going to be doing that. I just thought I was just going to kind of like, you know, be shadowing her. But she kind of just pushed me on out there. And next thing I know, I had a mic in my hand, and she had me interview him. And it was kind of a little bit intimidating because, you know, he does that for a living. He's kind of like, you know, with Fox 8. But because he's so funny, I mean, all you can do is just laugh. So that kind of helped the nerves a little bit, you know. Then I had more of a serious, you know, interview with a young lady or a lady named Florine Jones. She has an organization called Renew You for Women. And in her interview, I mean, she was very transparent. And she talked about the abuse that she suffered when she was younger. She was actually married real young. And I really appreciate her sharing her story because a lot of times people don't want to share, you know, their story for whatever reason, for image reasons or fear of not being accepted. But when anybody can be transparent and be real and realize that sometimes what you go through is not for yourself, it's for someone else, when you withhold that, you may be withholding, not being able to help someone or, you know, assist them in something that they may need from you. So that would be a memorable with Florine Jones with the abuse. She had a battered shelter, a battered women's shelter. Okay, her organization was based on kind of helping women get back into society who have been abused. And, you know, part of that, her experience, that's why that actual, her organization or nonprofit organization was actually birthed out of her own pain. So that was a memorable moment for me. Excuse me.
Listeners, you're hearing from Janine. You're hearing her sojourn. You're hearing a memorable guest experiences that was powerful and an impact not only for the person sharing her story, but also for Janine. The song that was just played, it talked about healing. But, you know, healing comes in many forms, and that's what we're talking about tonight. A lot of times words can cause a person to stand still, go back, or not have that esteem from inside, recognizing that they as a person are valued. Whether they are valued by anybody else, most importantly, they're valued by God. And as long as that person knows that and about themselves, no one or nothing is going to cause them to stand still. Just remember, as believers of the household of faith, we have three enemies. Every single moment of the day, we have ourselves, the flesh. The world system, you're talking about society out there that don't want you to move forward. They want to put you in a box and say this is who you are. And you heard, really, Janine talk about that as relates to the new approach from a media standpoint. The media has its own way of trying to make sure that you fit a box, their box. But, you know, Janine is sharing and showing how that as a PR director and host of the New Approach Media TV program, she's changing the face. That's why it's known as a new approach. Hope you're listening. Janine, I understand that you're interested in having your own syndicated talk show. Why?
Well, I mean, you know, I want it to be ongoing so it can continue to keep reaching people and people can continue to keep, you know, wanting to come on the show and hopefully still, you know, providing that type of hopeful media that is so missing in this world today. So just to change the face of media where it's more about empowering and uplifting and providing hope. That's what I hope that it would do. And, you know, and I still like seeing it consistently. That's more people that can get more help or get more inspired and more empowered.
Listeners, while you were listening to Janine Mitchell, did you hear just now anything about selfishness? Did you hear anything about Janine, even though from a cosmetologist standpoint, did you hear say anything about ensuring that overtly, though we should make sure that we always are looking our best, that's what God would have us to do for him. But did you hear her say anything about making sure that she in outward appearance looked her best so that she could be on the talk show, syndicated talks? No, she didn't say that. She continues to say providing hope for you, the listener, for your life, so that you move forward. Janine, what role has God played in your sojourn?
The role that God has played, he's a keeper. He's a keeper because no matter what I go through, he's always with me in that situation. He, you know, the Bible says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And even when sometimes he seems like he's not tangible, he's not there, he's always there, and he's always making a way out of no way. And, you know, he's Jehovah Jireh. I mean, he's a provider. He's all things. He's all-knowing. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. So he's concerned. The Bible says that he's concerned about what concerneth you. So having him to know no matter what I'm going through, and even when it looks like he's not there, he's there. And he's also doing things behind the scenes that I don't see, but he's there. And so I just want to encourage the, you know, the listeners that, you know, trust him even when you can't trace him. Trust him to know that he always has your best interest. He's the author and finisher of your faith. Don't give up on yourself, and definitely don't give up on God, because God is with you no matter what situation you're in.
Well, having said that, Janine, any final words for our listeners? But before we get to that, how would you like for them to support you, contact you, and become involved?
Okay, well, I'll start with, I would just encourage the listeners to pursue. Don't look at your age. Don't think about, oh, I ran out of time, or I have so much going on, you know what I mean, or I don't have the money. One thing I know about God, he will make a way, you know. So if you start putting legs on your faith, then he'll meet you at that appointed place. And even when, you know, at the time that you think it should be, wait, though it tarry, wait on it, because it will surely come. I'm paraphrasing, but the Bible scholars, they know the rest of how that goes. You have to be steadfast and immovable. You have to always know that he has given you what you need to be successful. Don't give up on yourself. And the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. So seek God first, and make sure that whatever you're thinking about doing, that is in the will of God first. So have that relationship with God one-on-one. Tell him what you want to do in life, and see if it's lining up with his will versus just, you know, something that is not going to be a good thing to do. You just want God to be first. You want to be able to be in fellowship with God enough to know, to hear his voice, wait on the direction, and just keep believing that you can have whatever it is that you want or what you desire, but make sure you put God first.
Listeners, you're hearing from Janine Mitchell. She's making it clear. Go ahead, Janine. This is your program.
And so you had asked me, the second question was,
can you repeat the second question? Mm-hmm. How can the listeners support you and contact you so that however way you need assistance, that they're there for you for the kingdom of God's purposes?
Okay, well, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. All you have to do is just you can type in New Approach. You can see me on Facebook. I can be reached at 216-512-3285. Again, that number is 216-512-3285. My email is Janine, that's janinemonett@gmail.com. So if you want to email me, if you're interested in coming on the show as a guest, email me and we can definitely, touch base and we can orchestrate that appointment or interview.
All right. Ohio listeners, now you've heard Janine's story. Support her, contact her, keep her in prayer, keep her lifted up. I find that Janine is not only a woman of faith, but she's genuine. She's sincere. Again, we started off that soft voice, but she heard the powerful voice that God has allowed her to have, not only in singing, but in communicating. You heard it from her. Janine, thank you for appearing on Challenges of Faith program, also heard on iHeartRadio, and may our loving God continue.